Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it
comes. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges, have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master, energy medicine practitioner, certified metaphysician, author, holistic life coach, certified aromatherapist, and radio talk show host living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the reason for my developing the show, is I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, self-empowerment, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws. And for some of our shows, we have guests, as we will have this evening. And Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions, and this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic, and our guests will join us at 7:30. Tonight's topic is what you need to know to stay healthy. Again, tonight's topic is what you need to know to stay healthy during the holidays. So our guests this evening will be Ms. Zoe Fuji and Ms. Aggie Nasheed. So for those of you who are on the computer, if you would like to join our discussion this evening, just dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those of you who are on the phone and would like to use the computer instead, just type in http://tobtr.com/yes/56-63387. Again, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/56-63387. Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 to press 1 if you want to join the discussion. And only one call at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And my purpose is to connect with you on a soul-to-heart level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Now, last week, our topic was The Game of Life and How to Play It, Part 1. And I was the host and the guest. I had several callers. But we went over Florence Scovel-Shinn's book, part of her book, The Game of Life and How to Play It, which was absolutely wonderful. And for those of you who have not purchased the book, I would encourage that you purchase the book. It's entitled The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel, S-C-O-V, as in victory, E-L, Shinn, S-H-I-N-N. We had 6 live listens, and we had 10 callers. However, in only 1 week, we have had over 200 downloads, which means over 200 people have downloaded and are continuing to download last week's program. And as always, I am so very thankful to each and every one of you. Since October 22nd, 2012, which is the day the show debuted, we have had 41,467 downloads, which means we've had 41,467 times that people have listened to the show. So that's really wonderful, and I'm so, so appreciative. And this has happened in only 13 months. And most of the listens have been archived listens, which means that people have listened after the show has aired. So if you're not able to listen to the show live, please feel free to listen to the archived show. You can listen to all of the shows archived if you want and listen to them repeatedly. I have some listeners who've told me that they listened to last week's show, The Game of Life and How to Play It, where I was showing people and teaching people how to apply the principles. They've listened to it several times. So I encourage you to listen to archived shows. And I'm just going to recap what happened last week before we bring on this week's guest. Last week, as I stated, the title of the show was The Game of Life and How to Play It. And that title was taken from the book, the very famous book by Florence Scovel-Shinn. And I taught members in the listening audience metaphysical laws and rules to help them attract their heart's desires. And in doing so, they became more in alignment with doing less and attracting more. Because as I stated last week, if you're out there just really, really pulling and hustling and making things happen and all of that, you're not in alignment. Because all you have to do is just state to the universe, to Jehovah, to Allah, to God, what you desire. And not want, because want comes from a place of lack, but what you desire. And the universe will give it to you as long as you are in alignment and you're not doubting it. So you don't have to go out there to make things happen. Like I hear a lot of people say, all you have to do is just be the energy of what you want. So if you want more money, you have to think prosperity thoughts, and you have to be in alignment with that kind of energy, which means that if you're in an area that's really depressed or not thriving, you need to take trips away from that environment and from the energy. And in doing so, you would then attract what you want. You need to be in the environment of what you want. So whatever it is that you want, place yourself in that energy or in that environment. And it has to then manifest, because that is what you're eating, drinking, breathing, feeling. Now, Florence Scovel-Shinn was a New Thought teacher, and she was born in 1871, and she died in 1940. And she lived in New York City for most of her life. And she was originally an art student in Philadelphia, where she met her husband, Everett Shinn, who was also a prominent American artist. And they married and they divorced in 1912. And thereafter, Florence began to become a writer of New Thought books. She illustrated her books, too. Her first book that she self-published was The Game of Life, the one that I discussed last week. I discussed part one, and I'm discussing part two, I think, in December or in January. So this book is a perennial hit. People love the book, and she has really wonderful affirmations in her book to help you shift to attract you the things that you want. And as I stated, once you get into the energy of what you want, it requires minimal effort. You don't have to go out and pull and make things happen like a lot of times people think that they have to do. That is false. So stay tuned for part two of the game of life and how to play it. I'm going to go over it again, as well as my other series, Peace Be Still, because in those series, I personally give you metaphysical tools, since I am a metaphysical teacher and a practicing metaphysician. I teach people how to attract to them the things that they want. And a lot of times, because you're always attracting, believe it or not, you're attracting what you don't want or you're attracting what you do want. And most of the times we are attracting what we don't want because we speak very unwisely. We may say things like, I'm so tired, or I'm really broke, or I'm really not doing well. So the universe has to reinforce what you're putting out in terms of your energy. So the game of life tells you exactly how you're attracting the things that you do not want. So, as I said, part two, I'm going over the game of life part two sometime in December, and to give people really strong metaphysical tools. This evening I'm going to bring on in a few minutes Ms. Zoe Fuji and then Ms. Aggie Nasheed. I'm bringing on Zoe at 7:30 and then Aggie at 8. And then both will come back at 8:30 to answer any questions that you have. During this time of the year, we're getting ready to have all of these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful festive occasions. So we're going to have Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, Five Kings Day, and a lot of other indigenous holidays that people will be celebrating. And unfortunately, most people are eating the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet, which lacks nutrition, it lacks anything that can be beneficial for the body. As a matter of fact, there was a guy a couple of years ago who ate McDonald's every single day, and I can't remember if he ate it for 3 months or for a year, but anyway, he almost died because he was making a point to people to show them how toxic those fast food diets are. They have nothing nutritional in them. As a matter of fact, the ice cream that you eat from the fast food places is made from chemicals that are one polymer off from being plastic. So it's basically like liquid plastic. So the Dairy Queen ice cream and the soft ice cream from McDonald's and all those places, that's not even ice cream. It's a synthetic version of ice cream, and it's really plastic. So that's the reason why we're seeing a high spike in terms of people's illnesses and diseases, because they're eating foods that lack nutrition. So at the end of the day, after they've eaten out several times, they go home and they're completely hungry all over again. And so they have consumed empty calories that consist of sugar, high in carbohydrates, fats, and salt. And so what happens is that then they eat another meal the same way. So young people can go throughout the day and have several fast food meals from McDonald's or Burger King or any of those other places and not have been fed. So we now are seeing the diseases in young people that are in older people. We now see a spike in terms of diabetes in young people. These are diseases, as I've mentioned before my show, they used to be for older people. We see a spike in high cholesterol. We see a spike in all kinds of diseases, hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, and obesity. It's so interesting now that some insurance companies are listing obesity as an illness. Now, that's just really crazy, but it's a moneymaker. So what happens is that if they can get you fat from eating all these foods that are not good for you, now they can make money off you, because the doctors make a lot of money because you have to have open heart surgery because of the high level of fats cholesterol clogging up your arteries. So people used to tell me years ago, well, you know, if these foods were bad, the government would not allow them. I said, it's a money maker. Human beings are dollar bills to a lot of these industries, walking on two legs. It is incumbent upon us to determine and to monitor what we eat, because we supposedly have more wisdom than animals, but it's interesting. Certain animals would not eat certain foods that human beings eat. Flies, as nasty as people think that they are, would not touch lard, L-A-R-D. If you put lard out, they won't even go towards it. And you think flies are really bad. A lot of animals won't eat some of the foods that human beings eat. So that's telling us something about our level of consciousness. And we're supposed to be, like I said, the more evolved beings on this planet. And however, we do things that are not in our best interest that animals won't even do. There's certain kinds, dishes that animals just won't touch. So tonight, Zoe is going to talk about how to reprogram your subconscious mind, because there's a conscious mind, there's a subconscious mind, and then there's the superconscious mind, which is your God mind. So the subconscious mind really doesn't have any thoughts of its own. What it does, basically, is it takes its orders from your conscious mind, which is the one that deals with the five senses, as I mentioned last week. The conscious mind is the one that absorbs everything. It's the one that deals with thinking, seeing, smelling, tasting, hearing, and feeling with your hands. So for the conscious mind, if it can't see something, touch it, taste it, smell it, hear it, it does not exist. So the conscious mind does not believe in the spiritual realm. It does not believe in anything that's metaphysical or abstract or unseen. So, and that's the mind that is feeding the subconscious mind for the most part. So the conscious mind is not thinking, okay, if I eat all these foods that are laden with unhealthy fats and sugars, it's going to eventually debilitate me and really destroy my body. It doesn't deal with that. It's only dealing with this once. It wants these things because they taste good to it, you know, and it's supplying the body with things that can become addictive. So the conscious mind is, oh, we're not going to think about anything that's highly evolved. We don't believe in that anyway. So the subconscious mind gets all that information from the conscious mind. So the conscious mind is sitting there watching television. You might be watching a really nice movie. And then all of a sudden, they slip in a Burger King ad. And then the conscious mind is like, oh, okay, even though I'm full, I want a hamburger. Let me go to Burger King. So the subconscious mind is not going to sift out, you just ate, and you don't need to go to Burger King. The subconscious mind is going to say, yes, you need to go to Burger King to feed us again, to feed the body again, even though you've just eaten. And during the 60s and 70s, they used to slide in subliminal shots in commercials. They would show, it would be so quick that the human eye could not see it, but because they would slide it in very quickly, but the brain would catch it. So they saw people doing things that they were not aware of, you know, eating foods or other kinds of behaviors because of subliminal advertising. And supposedly it is now illegal, but people still are doing it. So tonight, what we're going to do is have Zoe and Aggie address some of these concerns and talk about the subconscious mind and our appetites and how we can control that, because a lot of times we are not aware that we have control over our thoughts. We just think a thought and think we have to follow through. We put things in our brains, and that's the reason why you should guard your brain and your heart and your entire body with love, just protect it with love and not put trash in it. Because if you allow your brain to look at TV shows and commercials that are not beneficial, you end up being affected by it, and you end up doing things that you hadn't even thought about doing. It's just like when people get into a car on the weekends, and they're so used to driving to work, if they're not in the moment and very present, they will head towards work because they're automatically doing the things that they would do 5 days out of the week. So with the subconscious mind, you have to make sure that you're feeding it with the proper diet, and the proper diet would be attitudes and thoughts and words and images that are in your best interest. And so during the holidays, you can see it now. I saw a commercial talking about stovetop stuffing and showing all the meats and showing a lot of foods that they don't show during the summer because in the summer months, that food is too heavy. So during the winter, they show a lot of fattening foods. And then from spring on, then they show you weight loss commercials, and they show you pictures of people going to the beach or going to the gym. So it's a game. It's a moneymaker. And we have to pay attention to it because a lot of the foods that are being given to children are very, very hazardous to their health. And we're seeing children, like I said before, have the diseases of older people, and some of them are dying from those diseases. There was a young woman about 5 or 6 years ago, I saw this clip, a young child who was 9 years old who had breast cancer. She didn't even have full breasts, but she had breast cancer. So it's more than likely related to her diet. So it's incumbent upon us as adults to really, really stay in touch with our bodies and to make sure that if you have children, and even your pets, I have several pets, that you're giving everyone around you and every being around you foods that are nutritious and that are healthy for yourselves as well as for your animals. And we have a choice. We don't have to eat the things just because they're on the television and on the commercials. We do have a choice. We have a thinking brain. And when you start taking control by tapping into the superconscious, which is the more evolved part of you, you know, that you can connect with through meditation and through visualization, put up a board. If you want to release weight, I don't say lose weight, but if you want to release weight, put up a board with the ideal size that you desire to be. Not want, because want is from a place of lack, but that you desire to be. And your subconscious mind will say, okay, if you keep feeding the subconscious mind with what you want, what you desire rather, it's going to manifest that for you. It's tried and true. So you have to be in the energy of what you want. So this year, be in the energy of healthy foods. I'm a vegetarian, I'm a vegan, and you can have a very healthy holiday season without eating foods that are packed with grease and saturated fats and that are unhealthy for you. And a lot of people now are substituting soy products for meat. Soy is a major problem. Because first of all, most of it is genetically modified. Secondly, it is not something that the body can really, really digest properly. So they're now coming up with, they're now showing how soy is causing some problems. Because people are so used to, they've acquired the taste for meat, and they think that they have to have meat substitutes. When you can just eat vegetables and fruit. And they would be sufficient. And that was the diet of most of our ancestors. However, we've been programmed to crave meat. It's not something that's just accidental. They did a study to show that McDonald's dips its fries in beef fat, which makes people crave meat. So it's the psychology behind fast foods and other foods as well. and we're going to talk about how to get healthy, how to stay healthy. One doesn't have to be a vegetarian like I am, but if you want to eat meat, go to places that have a higher quality, like the farmer's market, because most of their meats are organic and they're grass-fed, as opposed to giving them roadkill, because a lot of the animals that have been killed that are in these public supermarkets have never seen the light of day. They keep them in warehouses. Chickens and cattle, they keep them caged up. So, and then they grind up food and give them roadkill. I know when I was younger and I used to visit relatives in what we used to call the country, they would give pigs all kinds of crap, and the pigs would eat it. They never thought, these relatives never thought that, okay, you're eating the pig, that you just gave the pig everything. Animal waste, everything. The pig would just eat it. And then they eat the pig, and they're eating everything that the pig has eaten. They never thought about that. So whatever those animals are eating, you are eating it as well. So if it's not organic, if it's not grass-fed, or if it's not something that's not genetically modified, then you're eating all those chemicals, all those toxins, and that's why we have a high rate of diseases, a spike in diseases now. But we can change that, and it's not to have everyone become vegetarian, because there are people who may need to have foods that are not all vegetables and all fruit. So that is not the purpose. So tonight, as I stated before, we're going to have Ms. Aggie Nasheed and Ms. Zoe Fuji join us. And I'm going to bring on Ms. Zoe Fuji after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings. Welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness. This is Professor Jamila Franklin. And tonight we're going to talk about what do you need to know to stay healthy during the holidays. And I just gave a brief overview of some of the reasons why people have become ill in this country, children as well as adults. So tonight we have some very, very knowledgeable food experts who are going to weigh in on this topic and pardon the pun and give us some expert information about how they have remained healthy and what brought them to this wonderful journey of health. So the first person I'm going to introduce is Ms. Zoe Fuji, who is the founder and CEO of Fuji Holistics International, LLC. And she will provide expert advice about ways to improve your health and work with your body. Born to a family of traditional Chinese medicine practitioners, Zoe grew up witnessing the mysterious connection of mind and body, and it was natural for her to become a patient care specialist. However, during her training, she experienced the loss of her husband and decided to change the course of study to health education. It is her personal conviction, as well as her company's motto, that health is a choice and knowledge is power. Through the role of caregiver in her marriage, she learned that treating disease is very different than living a healthy lifestyle. This knowledge led to her pursuing a dream to empower women to restore their bodies. Fuji Holistics provides health education and coaching. Her company offers various health programs that are tailored to assist people resetting and transforming their lives. Zoe's educational and work background, she received a B.S. in health science from Columbus State University in Georgia. She is a certified patient care specialist, certified theta healing instructor, certified energy healing practitioner in Reiki, Seraphim, and Blueprint. And she's also one of my colleagues and really knowledgeable person and comrade and friend with the Healthy Women, Healthy Living project that she, Dr. Yamani, and I collaborate on in terms of providing women with healthy living choices, not only in terms of food choices, but spiritual, mental, and emotional choices. So we've been doing that for a couple of months. And join us on our teleseminar series as well. But this evening, what I want to do is bring in Zoe to talk about her experiences, okay? And she's going to show you the ways in which you can empower yourself. And if you want to join us this evening, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 818-572-8023 and press 1. Good evening, Zoe. How are you?
I am good. Good evening to you, too. How was your day, Professor Franklin?
My day was very, very good. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad.
Yeah. I am so impressed with you and with your wonderful background in terms of health. And I know that you're originally from Japan.
Yes.
And so do you want to give people some background information? I gave them a little bit of information.
Oh, yes. I moved to Georgia over 10 years ago due to my husband's retirement. He was stationed in Japan as a Navy. And we have 4 children. And so since 10 years ago, I'm here, but I was raised in Japan, whereas my mother is practicing acupressure and acupuncture, and then few of my aunts are doing the same. So I was raised in an environment of healing, and so health is always around me, and I never took that very special until especially I moved here, because like you, Professor Franklin just touched SAD, sad diet, standard American diet. It's a really funny name, but it is sad, isn't it, how people eat here, I mean, including me. My husband had, because of the what I go through with as a family about my husband, my perception of health totally changed, and I really recently realized how blessed I am as a, growing up in Japan, especially kind of different environment from everybody else, by witnessing my family going through healing work for other people. And it really makes sense that, you know, the body and emotion and spirit environment and nutrition are very key for our well-being. So I don't consider myself so much Japanese, but I'm really passionate about now to help people, especially women, how to take care of themselves, because I was really sabotaging taking care of myself. And it takes skill to take care of ourselves. So that's my passion and focus now.
Mm-hmm. And it's true. You have to focus on your health, and women sometimes are so busy being caretakers for others that we put our health and our needs on the back burner until something unfortunate, like the loss of a loved one, jolts us to say, okay, if we don't take care of our health, we can't be there for any family member as well. So,
you know,
so you decided to embark on that journey.
Right. Like, you know, if mama is not happy, nobody's happy in the home. So
that's right.
We have
that's
to
right.
really have to really take
that's
care of ourselves. So I would like to share some of the information about kind of basics of health, food, and nutrition, as well as, you know, how we sabotage or help ourselves using subconscious mind, like you already explained.
Okay.
So that the food safety and diet and nutrition, those kind of things are pretty basic. They, you know, we, most of us know, it's a basic knowledge that when we eat food, food comes from our mouth, and then, you know, eventually go down and go out and flush down. But between mouth and, to, you know, end process, there are a few different physical process. One of them is digestion, and another one is absorption. And this is really common, but, you know, we usually don't think about this when we eat. You know, when we eat, chew, and taste food, we don't think about digestion. We don't think about if food is taken in, and then we don't even pay attention. Those are two completely separate processes. And there are many reasons this knowledge is very, very important for now, because there are many, many things undermine these, you know, beautiful God-given process that nourish our body and mind. And some of them are, of course, food toxin, like you already touched, like, you know, we don't know food safety. The traditional food safety is concerned about what food poisoning, like, you know, if you don't cook enough, like, you know, when you cook turkey, you have to make sure that, you know, cook thoroughly. And if you don't keep food right condition, then of course, germs grow, and then you get food poison, and you can live from bathroom. But what we have to pay attention now, especially this holiday season now, is much, much newer, modern days food safety, which include those food pollution. I see many food are contaminated by something like genetically modified organisms. And if it is GMO, then it is contaminated by heavy dose of pesticide, fungicide, you know, those chemicals to kill bacteria and fungi and everything. And also, in just, you know, those GMO itself, some scientists point out that GMO itself causes internal wall of small intestine inflammation, so that that prevents from digestion. We can digest food, but if you are eating, you know, like if you eat meat heavy, more, you know, if you take more protein, then it's hard for our body to digest. And then plus, if your food quality is low, then your body is, you know, the small intestine is very, very fragile, very well-made organ. And it's very easy to get damaged by those lower quality food, not only GMO, but many processed food. And if small intestine is not working, then you cannot digest and then cause indigestion. And then if food is not digested, then what's going to happen inside is it's just the same thing happen. If you leave meat out, what's going to happen? It's going to rot. So the meat that is not digested is rotten inside your stomach, and which is pretty. And then it causes more toxin inside that kills gut bacteria and cause more toxin bacteria, and those toxin bacteria produce chemicals that make us sick. And that is also one cause of food allergy that we, you know, many scientists start talking about now. And, you know, it doesn't have to be full-blown food allergy to weigh your being down. It can be, you know, if you go to a doctor, they can run many different tests and, you know, they can diagnose you this and this, that. But it doesn't have to be that bad. You may have kind of sensitivity to certain food, which cause chemical change inside your digestive system, which prohibit you from digestion. Of course, if that happens, there's no way you can absorb those foods. If you cannot absorb food, then you don't have fuel. So, you know, you feel fatigued, and you are always hungry. Doesn't matter how much you're eating, but if your body can take the nutrient out of the food, then you are always hungry. And then also the newest thing that I'm paying close attention to is about grain. Dr. Parnamutta from Florida, he just published a book called Grain Brain. And
grains like wheat and things, yes. Things like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and grains are causing a lot of problems. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then he's a brain doctor, and then he suspects that grain cause lots of, you know, the Alzheimer's increase now. And I haven't read this book. I just ordered this book, but I took his class from my health coach school. And, you know, I believe personally that there's no one right diet. But what it is we all have different internal makeup. And, for example, I am Asian, and I come from Japan, and up to 30-some years, I was there. So my makeup and my the process I grew up, you know, when I grew up, it's very different from probably, you know, you, Demira, or somebody else. And we have to respect those differences. Maybe I can tolerate more grain than you can or somebody else. So very important thing is we need to know, you know, we need to know about ourselves, what our body is, you know, can take or cannot take, and then the only person who can know this difference is yourself. It's not the doctor.
Right. That's a very good point, Zoe. And I think that people really need to pay attention to that, because sometimes, you know, and naively they turn over their lives to the doctor, because when you're feeling what Zoe's saying is so important, if you're feeling something in your body, and the doctor's putting you on a certain program, and you're not reacting well to that particular diet, or especially for African Americans and Asians, a lot of us are lactose intolerant, and people are drinking milk, and they're taking a toxin to make them tolerate milk, like lactate or something. And I said, wait a moment, that is completely crazy. Your body is telling you it does not digest milk. You're now taking lactate to make it digest milk, because the doctor has told you you need milk, when in fact your body that God has given you is telling you you don't need it. So what you're saying is so true. People need to pay attention to their bodies and not just go along with what the doctors or anyone tells you. If your body is reacting negatively to a particular food or diet, you don't need to ask people if you're allergic to it. You are allergic to it. To me, we need to go back to our wisdom. So this is very good information.
Yes. You know, I I love doctors. I usually make good friends with my own doctor, my children's doctor, because I have to. You know, I see doctors as a not as authority over my body, but I see them as a partner in my health.
Right, right.
So that, you know, I have changed my primary care doctor based on the view, the different view that he mm-hmm. or she has, and the capability that if he or she can understand what I want, understand what I need, then if I decide, if I feel like, you know, or he doesn't understand me, then I have a right to change my doctor. So, you know,
exactly.
It's very important. I mean, this is my wisdom going through after I go through many errors and mistakes. So that, you know, I don't give up my power over to doctor. They are just mm-hmm. partner, and then, you know, they help us, and we can use them to learn our body.
Mm-hmm.
But, right, anyway, that's a little bit, you know, out of scope of today's discussion, but it's always, you know, good reminder about doctors.
Mm. That's very good information.
Yeah, cool. One more thing, I may just add this. Is that I just heard news today about American Heart Association just changed the guideline for statin prescription, that they take out the protocol. They used to, you know, doctor used to prescribe statin, the cholesterol-lowering medicine, to the people who has high number of LDL, which is bad cholesterol, but they take away that guideline. Instead of that, they reduce the risk of heart attack in next 10 years. Means that
not prescribing statin, not prescribing the statin drugs
for lowering cholesterol, because there's mm-hmm. no scientific basis for statin to be a lowering cholesterol.
Right.
So they start prescribing statin to group of people who has had, you know, the risk of heart attack in coming 10 years. However, they reduce the risk rate to about a half, 7.5%. And what that means is there's a big possibility that doctors are prescribing almost 70% of people for this medicine.
Wow.
And so that if, you know, if you are one of them, you know, then you really have to talk to your doctor that, you know, if you really need it, what kind of good result that you can expect. Because for some reason, there's already study and analysis done by New England Journal of Medicine already did it, but there's no benefit taking statin. But if mm-hmm. you take this medicine, of course, you will experience side effects too. So you have to have knowledge and enough information to separate protocol and the truth. And you will mm-hmm. have to know what you want. You know, if you don't know what you want, if you don't know your goal, then you cannot talk to doctors. That's
right.
Why I'm so passionate about educating people, providing, you know, true information so that patients can choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my company's motto is health is a choice, and health really is a choice that you make every day, including something that you don't say no to, which is another topic of mine for today. And, you know, I listened to your last week's show a little bit. I couldn't do it. I couldn't listen the whole way. But I really enjoyed it. I loved it, you know, Game of Life book. It changed my
mm-hmm.
life too. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
But I you know, I noticed something subtle going on within us as far as eating. Mm. And I want to share something there, how we can apply this knowledge to holiday season eating situation.
Okay.
Mm. So that law of attraction said, what happens with you is attracted by you or by your attention, correct?
Right.
And so that...
So everything is based on your intention, but with the law of attraction.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, you know, the mistake that we might make is food and weight are not what we attract, but they are an effect of what we attract by our either higher or lower energetic vibration. So, you know, we may think that food craving or weight gain, we may beat us, you know, ourselves up for, oh, I gained this weight. Maybe I attract this for some reason or something. But it's not that, you know, weight gain, weight loss, what we crave and those kind of things is kind of result of what we attract. Which, you know, what I mean by that is, I think it depends on your conscious level. What happens on collective and individual level can be either abundant or excessive. You know, abundant and excessive are kind of, how do I say, if it's a color, it's the same color. But maybe abundant is pink, excessive is like, you know, dark, ugly red. But it's the same color, right? But different, you know, spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if your conscious level is high, then you can attract abundance. If your conscious level is low, then the same thing turns out to be excessive. So the results change. If you attract abundance, then satisfaction brings peace and harmony. If you attract, because your energetic vibration is low and you attract excessive instead of abundant, then it's not satisfaction that you feel. It's going to be satiation, which brings cravings and weariness. So it goes same to, you know, holiday eating. You either eat abundantly with your loved ones and enjoy it, which results in, you know, happiness and satisfaction and health and peace. But if you attract excessiveness in holiday eating, then you get too full, and that brings weariness for a little bit of time. But after that, you crave heavy dessert, heavy ice cream, and this and this and that. It's, you know, keep on going. So, you know, for example, it's not only holiday eating, but I have a detox program, which is totally a different concept of eating I'm teaching to my clients. In my detox program, people learn abundant eating with food with high living vibration, like whole foods, high quality, nutritious meal, which brings satisfaction and it never causes craving. And you feel really peace and harmony inside. And many people suffer from overeating of junk food, sugary food, processed food that are made with contaminated low energy or out of harmony energy food. And if you eat those, you never feel satisfaction. That's why you crave more. You are full, but you crave more. And once this cycle starts, it never ends. Mm-hmm. So you know, because I see those same energy, you know, we eat a lot, we don't want to starve. However, how it shows in this, you know, physical level is totally different. And then how we feel is same kind of energy vibration, but totally different. And then how it manifests those, both of them through our body is very, very different. So I think what would help to attract abundance, not excessive, is I think the first thing we can do is we really have to be brutally honest about ourselves. You know, We are the only one. I am the only one who knows my motives, my intention, and my pain. And I have to be honest about those because that's the starting point. And then second is we have to employ compassionate support from empathetic witness. What it means by that is we cannot do this alone. We don't have to make our pain, our most inner secret, we don't have to make those public, but we have to find somebody who we can trust, and this somebody has to know what is empathetic and from sympathetic. You know, people sometimes mix up both of them, but they are very different. And then if you cannot tell the difference between empathy and sympathy, then I don't think the work will be easy. So now many people start hiring health coach because we are trained to learn empathy because we have to be compassionate to people who are willing to be healthy. So it can be your friend. It can be somebody you can trust. If your relationship with your family is good, family can be the one. So it doesn't have to be professional help, but, you know, consider hiring professional help too. And then lastly, once you become honest and then once you employ some help, trusted help, then you work constantly because consistency accelerates velocity and increase pace, attract more positive results. It's like, you know, once you turn the wheel to healthier direction, you just have to walk, keep on walking. That gives you more speed, and then result is amazing. Once you feel the result in your body, things get, you know, walk gets much easier.
Mm. Wow. That was powerful, Zoe. So,
thank you.
You have a caller on. Hold on, please. Okay, caller.
Okay.
Okay. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please. Hello?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay. You're pressed once. I thought that you wanted to ask a question.
I'm sorry.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Okay, so you were just basically, to recap, what you said is very, very important, that people have to listen to their bodies, and rather than turning their health over to doctors, that the doctors should be a partner in the health care, and that we now have had some science to back up a lot of the things that people like yourself and Aggie have been doing, and myself included, in terms of knowing that certain foods, like grains, affect people. They now are into celiac disease. That's the latest thing now.
Right.
A lot of people suppose they are allergic to wheat. I've been allergic to wheat for a while, and I could tell because I would get little welts on my body, and my stomach would bloat, and I didn't know what that was. I just tried to ignore it, but there are people now who are really not allergic to it, but it's a fad. And then what you said about the statin drugs, how that for people, doctors had traditionally been giving people statin drugs, supposedly to lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol in the blood, and they now come out to show that it has no significant positive impact, made right. on the lowering of the cholesterol. See, the thing that we have to understand is that, and I don't blame anyone. It's not about blame. It's about education. That doctors mm-hmm. and pharmaceutical companies make money off the drugs. I mean, it's just plain and simple. And people are taking drugs because sometimes we've gotten lazy rather than correcting the problems that necessitated the need, so-called need for the drug. All you have to do is just stop eating the foods that are creating the problem.
Right.
But people want to eat the foods because they become addicted because they have sugars in them that make them addicted. They have certain kinds of chemicals in them that make them addicted, especially fast foods. So now what you said and shared was really important because it's the law of attraction. So if people don't really look at how they're attracted these things to begin with, then they can't correct the problem. And it's due to laziness. We want fast things. We don't want to step away and look at how we need to change our behavior. So, and that you have this wonderful program to help people. With
it. I can really understand, you know, apart from laziness, you know, we are scared. We are scared when we go to doctor, and if doctor show me a number and then tell me to take the drug, I would take a drug because I'm scared. So I can completely understand. However, you know, there are many help there. Give your power back. You can get your own power back. And then so that, you know, we will have a healthy woman, healthy living this week, Wednesday, 7:00. I will provide more information about food safety and how we can, you know, change our mind using subconscious mind. And so that, you know, not just this one, but, you know, this Wednesday, there's another chance that you can get some more information.
Well, Zoe, how can people get in touch with you? What's your contact number?
Oh, okay. My number is 706-992-7496, or you can send me email to info@zoefuji.com. So those information is on your website, this radio show site. I have also my own website, zoefuji.com. You can find me over there too. So.
Okay,
and also Facebook.
Okay, repeat your telephone number again.
706-992-7496.
And I would encourage you to get in touch with Zoe. She has an excellent 28-day restorative program that works with women to have you take charge of your life. It's not a weight loss program. That's not what she does. It's an education, a program of education and a program of empowerment, because you have to get in touch with the reasons why you eat the foods that you eat, because they're cravings. So weight loss programs, people lose a lot of weight on them, and then they gain the weight all the way back because they're not dealing with the behavioral component of it. And your program deals with the behavioral component of the reason why people are eating the foods anyway, because they eat comfort foods, because they taste good, they make them feel good, because they don't feel good about being in a toxic relationship or being in a job that no longer serves them or whatever's going on. We tend to like things that would bring us a quick fix. And so with your program, it has the women look at the source of their pain and not use food to medicate, because we then tend to use food, particularly during the holidays. People would say, I just load up on mama's chicken and dressing and da-da-da, and I'll lose the weight after the holidays. No, you can eat some of the foods, but in moderation, and ask yourself, why do you overeat? So her program is addressing those emotional components to eating, so we can stay healthy, not just during the holidays, but throughout the year, because we care about you, and we really want you to, everyone, all of us, people who have the ideal weight, people who want to release weight, anyone, regardless of your weight, we need to know and be more aware of our foods that we're putting in our mouths. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zoe, thank you so much.
No problem, mm-hmm. and thank you for having me.
Yeah, and for those people who would like to talk with Zoe, she will be back about 8:35. She will still be here on the line. And after this commercial break, I'm going to bring on our next guest. Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you. Stay tuned. All right.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back. You are joining us here at Higher Consciousness. And this evening we have a wonderful topic to prepare you for the holidays. And we have two wonderful, wonderful guests who are experts in terms of the area of nutrition and foods. And so they're wanting you to be healthy and stay healthy not only during the holidays but throughout the year. Our second guest is Aggie Nasheed. Aggie Nasheed's raw vegetarian foods journey began in 1999 at the Optimal Health Institute in San Diego, California. It was such an unexpected healing experience that Ms. Nasheed decided to seek out live foodists in the Atlanta area where she resides. In 2000, Aggie studied at Brenda Cobb's Living Food Institute. Shortly after graduating, Ms. Nasheed was fortunately able to study with the Quantamans Holistic Institute. Whenever possible, she would return to the Optimal Health Institute for additional culinary experience. Eventually, she opened a raw and living food restaurant for several years. Presently, Ms. Aggie Nasheed prepares excellent, delectable, mouth-watering raw and living foods and teaches food preparation at In the Raw Training Institute. And Aggie is a dear friend of mine, and I want her to share her experiences with each and every one of you. Greetings, Aggie. How are you?
Greetings, Jamila. How are you? I have to say amen to everything you guys have said so far. It has been wonderful.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm just so honored to have both of you and Zoe on because both of you are wonderful, wonderful specimen because you both look great and you are a testimony of what you preach because sometimes people talk something and they have a different walk. So tell us how you embarked upon this journey. What made you turn to, and when we say raw foods, everyone, we're not talking about raw meat. We're talking about vegetables that have been marinated that are not cooked, but they are even better because they have the living enzymes. Because when I say raw foods, people are like, raw meat? No, we're not talking about meats.
No, this is a vegan diet. It's raw. You have fruit, vegetables, and I do include grains and nuts and seeds in this diet. So, yes.
So what encouraged you to embark upon this journey?
Well, you know, I hadn't set out to be a raw foodist. I had a friend who lived in who was in South Africa in the Peace Corps, and while there, she became very ill. And she called me and she says, I am so sick. And I'd heard of this place in California, and I said to her, if you come home, we'll go out there, and, you know, they can get you well. Well, she didn't make it home. She made transition while in South Africa. So her daughter and her brother and I decided we'll go to California anyway just so we could get together and mourn her passing because we all lived in a different state. So we met out in California, out in San Diego. And, we were just getting together. I had no idea what was going to happen. we're eating this raw food, we're cleansing, and about the third day, I started to detox. I guess really good, but it felt really bad. So I thought maybe I was having a stroke because the detox just did not go away. I felt so sick. So I called the people in the office, and they said, oh, you're fine. You're just detoxing. Just, you know, this too will pass. But, you know, it became nighttime, and I'm still feeling really bad. So my friends took me to the emergency room. That's how bad I felt. And I told the doctor how I was feeling at the emergency room. So he was very concerned. But then he checked me over. He goes, everything looks excellent. I don't see anything wrong with you. And I said, well, you know, I have glaucoma, and maybe that's why my head is hurting so bad that I see stars and I can't lift my head off the pillow. So he checked the pressure in my eye, and he says, I don't see glaucoma, you know.
Wow.
He said, there's no glaucoma here. So I'm like, wow, I was hating this food, seriously. I'm like, I don't think I can really eat this food. But after that incident, I thought, well, you know what, I got to find a way to do this forever. Because this is like 3 days of the program. I mean, it's a three-week program. So 3 days into the program, I'm healed from glaucoma, and my ophthalmologist wanted me to have surgery before I left Atlanta. But, you know, I'm like, well, you know, I can't have you cutting on my eye. So so when I come back to Atlanta, I didn't tell him anything. I just went to see my ophthalmologist, and he goes, well, you know, we're going to have to rethink this glaucoma thing. We're just going to keep an eye on it. And that's been 1999, it's 2013, and we're still keeping an eye on it. So that was enough to convince me. I said, I'll have to learn to like this food, and I have. I mean, the food is wonderful. It gets better all the time. So, I mean, that, you know, that's how I became a raw foodist. I mean, mostly raw. I'm not totally raw, but mostly raw. It is so healing. I also had very bad fibrocystic breast. I had to wear two bras all the time because my breasts were so painful. And once the doctor took the cyst out of my breast, and 3 months later, the cyst was back. So I'm like, you know what? You can't cut my breast again. So he says, I'll give you drugs, you know. So the old saying is in the medical profession is that they operate and medicate and legislate. So that's pretty much there. That's pretty much what they were doing with me, you know. So I kind of have took the medication, and but once I changed my diet, one day I'm doing something, I'm in the garden chopping or something, which usually gives me a lot of distress in my breast when I'm, you know, chopping with the hoe. And I'm noticing after like an hour, there's no pain. And I'm like, I don't have any pain, you know. Wow. So I'm like, oh, my God, that's gone. It's gone. I didn't have any major illness, but I know people who had cancer, diabetes, even, you know, like schizophrenia, things like that. Wow. And they turned it around because the diet is everything. It's everything. I mean, food alone is not going to cure you, but, you know, you need to exercise. You need to have good people around you. You need to have good thoughts. You need to have, you know, you need to have something to love. You need that, you know, even if it's an animal, but or plants or whatever, something, you know, the atmosphere, whatever. And you need to love something back. You know, you need to love something. But the food is a major component. It's super major. And I thought I was a good eater because I've never been a junk food eater. But once I started to eat raw, I mean, everything changed. All your cravings go away. If you're craving crazy stuff, say cigarettes and too much food or, you know, drugs or whatever, all of those cravings disappear because you're getting at that cellular level where, you know, everything is the most important. So once that happens, your cravings just dissipate. It's like, you know, my cravings were minor, but I don't crave food anymore. I still love those foods, but I don't just have to have them. you know. Mm-hmm. And the key is having lots of green foods, lots of green foods. And many of you might have heard of the energy soup that was created by Dr. Ann Wigmore, who started this whole raw food movement. And there, you know, the place I went to in California, she has other places around the country that are called the Ann Wigmore Institute. And they, you know, they're into eating you this light food. I'm from the country. I'm so used to eating heavy. We would have chicken and biscuit and rice and gravy for breakfast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having sprouts and smoothies and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm not hungry. And, you know, when we had the event at Imani's last week and everybody ate, nobody fell asleep. And we had lasagna.
Exactly.
Know?
Raw lasagna. Raw vegetarian lasagna. It was not cooked. No pasta. Everything was made from vegetables. It was, Angie, it was so good. I had a heap. I had a big serving, and I was looking for more. And a lot of those people, I think, some of them were meat eaters, and they were just devouring the food.
Yes, they loved it. They loved it. Because, you know, can we have more? As a matter of fact, I was invited back for this past weekend, but I couldn't make it. So, but but people love the food. And my husband had a really hard time with me being a raw food. I did it for a whole year before he would even taste the food. But you know,
really?
Let me tell you, people out there who have people in your face, because women would tell me all the time, well, you know, my family's not going to do this. Do it for yourself.
Exactly.
They would either come along or not. Okay?
Exactly. You don't want to die for other people. I know, exactly.
Yeah, I say to my husband, you're a grown man. Eat whatever you want. You know, but this is what I'm eating. So it's really a healing diet. You know, it's not my religion. I've seen people who take the raw food thing to a whole nother level. It's not a religion. It's just food. And, you know, if you mix in a little cooked food every once in a while, I mean, if you're ill, you need to really stick with the diet. If you have cancer, you're trying to heal yourself. You need to stick with it because you will get better. Now, Ann Wigmore would, when people, the doctor would send people home and say, just go and be with your family. We can't help you any longer. When the doctors would tell people that, they would take their loved ones to Ann Wigmore, and she would put them on energy soup for 3 to 6 months. And, of course, you know, they lost a lot of weight, and the family became very concerned, but, you know, they're not dying anymore. And eventually they heal because with that energy soup. Now, you know, for something that I did not know until just maybe last year, is that with those sprouts, which are so nutritious, that like mung beans have more protein than a steak. So I mean, I didn't realize that, but you have all like 3 or 4 different sprouts in this energy soup, and you have different greens in the energy soup. You have avocado, so you know you're given everything your body needs. It's, you know, and it's an acquired taste. You got to get used to it. But if you're ill, you're going to drink this soup. I've learned to love it. I used to do 1 ounce a day. Now I can do a Vitamix full. You know,
what's primarily in the soup, Aggie?
Well, you get all these sprouts. You get greens. Like, I'll do a sweet green and a bitter green. Say if I do Swiss chard, I'll do dandelion. And dandelion in itself has a whole bunch of nutrition. You know, people out there putting whatever that stuff is that you get from Home Depot to kill the dandelion. Don't kill the dandelion. You might need that. But when I have, sometimes I'll make a dandelion salad, and I don't need anything else because it's like nutrition. It's like nutrient dense. It has lots of nutrients in it. So I'll use dandelion and chard, or I'll use spinach and kale, and alfalfa sprouts. And you can do fenugreek sprouts or clover sprouts. And I always use buckwheat sprout and sunflower seed sprouts and mung bean sprouts and the lentil sprouts. And you blend it all up, and add just a little lemon juice so it doesn't taste so green. And I add a Granny Smith apple so that maintains the alkalinity of it. Because Granny Smith is the only apple that's alkaline. All the other ones are acidic. So, which one? Which is another health thing that we need to concentrate on, that alkaline acidic feature.
Now, just repeat what you said about something is the only one that's alkaline?
The Granny Smith apple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the almond is the only nut that's alkaline. All the rest... And what we're supposed to do ideally is to have 20% acidic, 80% alkalinity, and we tend to do it the other way. It's not that you shouldn't have acidic foods; you shouldn't have so many of them, you know. But then, you know, God said to me that all raw food is alkaline, so you know that makes sense to me.
Because it's not processed.
If you're cooking it, you need to consider, you know, that factor that you need to do more alkaline food that, as opposed to acidic foods. And most foods that we consume are acidic. You know, all the greens are alkaline. That's the apple is.
All processed foods are acidic.
Totally. Yes. Yeah, because, you know, those processed foods don't have any life in them. And we call it the raw and living food diet because, you know, we have the cultured foods, like we call it veggie kraut. And you know, I guess the sad diet, you would call it, what is it called? Sauerkraut, because you put the vinegar in it. Well, we use apple cider vinegar in the raw food diet. But other vinegars we don't use because they stop the process of detoxification. So you want your to detoxify. So we don't use vinegar, and we don't cook anything above 110, 115 degrees because then you're killing all those nutrients, all those vitamins and minerals. But, you know, I've known people who've lived a long, long time eating cooked food. So... You know, I don't knock it because if your stress level is low and, you know, you got a lot of other good things going, but, you know, you can't eat those same foods every day. You can't keep them in the refrigerator for a week and expect them to be good because a lot of bacteria sets in, you know. So ideally, if you're ill, you need to have new food every day. If you're not ill, then I would say not more than 3 days.
And what about raw foods? How long can you refrigerate those and keep them?
Because
I make a big patches of kale greens. I love my raw kale greens and raw desserts and nut pates.
Now, if you know what, if you dehydrate food, it will last a lot longer. And at my house, it won't last very long because we just eat it all, you know. If we don't eat it, somebody's had to get it, so you know, but 3 days, I would say, just don't make so much, Mila. Don't make so much, because you know, as a child, I had a chronic sore throat forever, always until I was in my 30s. I had a sore throat, and then I went to my first naturopath, and he told me I had candida in my throat, and you know. And he put me on this diet for 3 months where I was not eating any leftovers. I mean, imagine that.
So did it heal it?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't had a sore throat since then. And that was back in the 80s. Yeah, that's gone. It's gone. I mean, isn't it amazing? You know?
Yeah,
I mean, knowledge is power. You just got to know. So, I mean, there was, you know, sugars, I couldn't have sugar, I couldn't have leftovers, I couldn't have vinegar or alcohol, I couldn't have but the leftovers to me was key because, you know, we all have leftovers. Well, when I was growing up, we didn't have leftovers because there was 8 of us and there was leftovers. So that took care of that problem. But, yeah, it's just, I mean, if you're having health issues, just consider that.
So That is so powerful. Well, Agnes, let me just have people, if there's anyone on the line or anyone listening on the computer and you would like to talk to Ms. Aggie Nasheed, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, all the time I listen to you, Aggie, I'm just sitting at the feet of such a sage and wise person. So, you know, you enjoy, I just love listening to you. Okay, so continue. I just wanted to tell people that they can press 1 to talk with you.
Okay. You were talking about, you know, how to stay healthy during the holidays. One thing
okay, I think
was,
someone wants to, let me see if this caller wants to talk with you.
I wanted to ask Ms. Aggie, where's her restaurant in Atlanta?
Oh,
okay.
I no longer have a restaurant. I do have a few customers that I take care of, and I can always teach you how to make this food, you know.
Okay.
So
I can call you to teach me how to make it?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. If you can give your phone number, please, a phone number that we can call you, the public can call you.
Okay. It's 404-286-8315. 404-286-8315.
Thank you. Do you have any recipes that can, like, substitute for holiday good food and taste good for the holidays and not greens, all greens, like, spinach and all that kale food?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have two or three different kale salads or collard green salads, and the dandelion salad is to live for. You know, there are patties and lasagna and pizza and spaghetti and you name it, you know.
Okay.
I mean, you can even, you know, once you do this for a while, you can take your favorite cook recipe and convert it to a raw recipe. You know, I don't use pasta. I mean, we don't use pasta in the raw food lifestyle because pasta comes from the word paste. And you know what paste does. And once it gets in your gut, that's how you come up with diverticulitis. It's one of the ways. It's that paste get in there. And, you know, you put paste on the wall to put your newspaper up, you know.
That's true.
So you don't want that in your gut. So instead of pasta, we make pasta from the zucchini squash, which is very forgiving. You can do so much with that squash, let me tell you. And, you know, I make my own cheese. And there are different kinds of cheese. I make my own bread. I make my own milk.
Nut milks. The things that Aggie is talking about, they're all from seeds or nuts or veggies. The cheese is a nut cheese. And it's not all the things that she does has no animal protein. Nothing is from fish.
No animal products.
People say, fish is not an animal. Yeah, it is. It's not from fish.
Yes.
It's not from
any
animal.
Has a mother or it has eyes, you know.
Right.
Yes, then we stay away from it. Yeah. I mean, unless they're our pets. You know.
Yeah, my pets. And the food audience is, I mean, Aggie's food is so good. There are people, men love it, everybody, because they think, it's all vegetables, it's going to be bland because that's the kind of food that they serve on the airplane. I said, look, I'm a vegetarian. We can have tasty food. They don't know what to do with it. But within the live and raw food community, you marinate the food, and it's just so tasty. And Aggie's food is just not to die for, but to live for.
Exactly. Yes, to live for, yes. Yes. So, you know, and you know, one thing that I don't see anybody pushing is the fact that sesame seeds have so much calcium. It has more calcium than any known food.
Mm.
So, you know, just drink that sesame seed milk, make sesame seed cookies, just, you know, put it in your cabbage greens or whatever, but get that sesame seed into your system. And you know, oh, I want to tell you the story about the milk you were talking about.
I just asked the call. So, Colin, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay,
oh,
I'm sorry, Aki.
Uh-huh. Tell the story about the milk. Well, growing up in the country on a farm, everything that we ate except for cheese and flour, we made it ourselves. We grew it ourselves. Those are the only things that we bought. Everything else, you know, we grew it on the farm. So the milk came from the cow that was in the barn. When I started going to school, every day after lunch, I was sick. I was sick every day for many, many years until I was afraid to eat, you know, if I was not at my house. Because I had no idea why I was sick. But it turned out to be that milk in that little carton that they serve you that's pasteurized. Now, raw milk does not make me ill. Pasteurized milk, on the other hand, would make me want to die.
Wow.
So, yeah. But now the only time you can buy raw milk is if you tell them it's for your pet.
Wow.
Go figure. Yeah.
Wow. This is such powerful information. So what are some of the things that people can prepare for the holidays, rather than turkey and ham and those other things? What are some alternatives?
Well, now, you know, people who are used to doing that, until they learn how to do something different, they will just continue to do that. Because if you don't know how to do something different, it's not going to turn out. I mean, you really got to know what goes, you know, food combining and all that, and what to substitute for what. So,
could they have vegetables that are not cooked with meat? Like I tell people,
big salad. You know, just do a big salad and whatever else you're eating. Eat that salad first and then, you know, follow with whatever. But that salad is going to be like the broom to go down there and sweep out that colon. And so you need to get all those greens. And the salad can be a meal within itself. Just put a whole bunch of things in there. You can put in squash and onion and mushroom. And mushroom, they say, you know, I was kind of in the dark about mushrooms for a long time. Should I eat it? Should I not? It's a fungus, you know. But they say if you eat mushroom once or twice a week, it cuts your cancer risk like 30%.
Wow. Any particular type of mushrooms?
Well, I eat the portobello, and there's a mushroom that I've just been introduced to called the chanterelle mushroom.
From France. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's from right here in Georgia.
Really?
I mean, it grows. This is the only mushroom you cannot, you can't grow it. It has to grow on its own. I have friends who are in Covington. They have a farm, and they have a 20-acre organic farm. And on their property, these little orange mushroom grows. And, they are so good. I mean, they are just absolutely fine. You can buy them at the KL Farmers Market. They're like $25 a pound.
I know that. That's why I thought they were from France. They're very expensive, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some places they are $50 a pound. But there's a sweetness to them. But and you know that kabuchi mushroom is really good for you. So, I guess most of the mushrooms. I like the portobello because, you know, I can just do so many things with it. That's how I get my barbecue. I barbecue my portobello mushrooms.
And when you say barbecue, I want people to know you're not putting it on a grill. You're talking about marinating it.
I make a raw barbecue sauce, and I marinate it a little bit with some namashoyu or brass just for a minute, and then I put that, and then I dehydrate it for a little while, put that barbecue sauce, that raw barbecue sauce on it. Oh, my goodness, that is so good. I have a friend who's from St. Thomas, and she likes for me to make hers like beef jerky. So, so we marinate, it's like dried, and then it is so tasty. It's so tasty.
Well, I know it is.
Mushroom jerky, you know, yeah.
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 I know that it is.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at what you can come up with just with this raw food. It gets better all the time, seriously.
No, I know. When I first heard about it, I was naive, even though I was vegan and vegetarian. It's like, raw food, what does that mean? Does it mean that you're eating, like, lettuce? Because I thought, I don't like that. I said I have to have some kind of sauce on it. And when I started eating it and I started preparing some of my own, for myself, I said, oh, my God, my body craved it. And I became a client of yours. And I'm like,
yes.
I was craving it.
Yes, the food is so wonderful. And, you know, one thing that you can do, like during the holidays, if you're going out to eat before you go, you know.
Right.
And that way, when you get there, you're not so hungry that just whatever they sit in front of you, you're going to just devour. So just eat before you leave. And if you're out shopping, take something with you. You know, sometimes I'll just take an apple or even a few dates. That'll hold me until I get home. So if you have a bigger appetite than that, just take something that you feel is healthy and take that with you. And so if you get really hungry, you don't have to buy anything crazy to eat while you're out. Because
right.
I've done that, and I'm always sorry. So now I know if you need something in the car, even if it's, you know, if it's a bag of pistachio nuts, that'll get me home, you know. Yes.
Right, exactly. Well, do you have any suggestions for people to, if they want to get some recipes, do you have any recipes that you that people can buy from you, or a cookbook or something? And tell them about your classes for anyone who is in the Georgia area, South Carolina, or Alabama. It is definitely worth the visit to come to Atlanta to take some classes with Aggie, because she, like Zoe had mentioned too, they both are into empowering people to take charge of their health. They're not wanting you to look to them as the gurus. They want to teach you what they know, so you can be healthier, and so that you can have your family members and your loved ones, whom you know, become healthier as well. So
yes.
Are there any recipes that you have, cookbook that you have for sale? Or?
Well, I don't have a cookbook, but I have recipes, and, you know, usually when people take the class, and you know, I can accommodate, like, up to 10 people at a time, but then people who are ill like to take an individual class because everything is kind of tailored around them to just kind of deal with whatever is happening with them at the time, you know.
Well, when is your next class, Aggie?
Well, you know, whenever somebody wants a class, we can arrange it. So,
okay.
I mean, if you want a one-on-one, we can do that. If you want to come in with a group, then you can do that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's very good information. Yeah.
Call me, and then we can arrange that.
Okay, give them your number again, please.
It's 404-286-8315. 404-286-8315.
So anyone...
the answers, and I'll get with you.
So anyone who wants to talk with Aggie personally or privately, please give her a call, because we're committed to having you be healthier for the remainder of this year and also for next year. And what she said, I see a caller, too, that wants to talk with you. So, Carla, I'm going to definitely plug you in. But what she said is very important. Sometimes people experience a healing crisis. Your body, if your body is full of toxins, you would know, because as you start to cleanse your body, like Aggie has said, she felt very, very sick when she first began this journey. And the doctors were telling her she no longer had glaucoma and some other things. So she hung in there. Most people give up. And they're like, this is making me sick. And they go right back to the toxic diet, which ends up, I have someone now who transitioned. She transitioned in October. She had cancer for the third time. And I had talked with her and told her she had to give up the meats. Her husband... I used to work for one of these soft drink companies. And so she, like you said, about your husband at first, he and the children would not convert. I said, it's not about them. It's about you. So she got comfortable, and she wanted to have me be like her coach. I said, I'm not skilled to do this. Plus, I knew she wasn't fully committed. So she transitioned this past month, and it was due to stress, but primarily due to the diet that she was eating because she would not take it seriously. So, and she had, like I said, cancer came back for the third time, and this time she didn't make it. So I'm very, very passionate about having people, particularly those people with health challenges, really take themselves seriously. Because people, women, and this is what I say to women, they will buy very good shoes, clothes, and get their hair done, and their nails. And when
exactly.
I talk to them about eating vegetarian diets, it costs too much, and you're looking at them with an expensive bag, expensive shoes, and their hair done. And I'm like, so that's more important than your health, because we've been socialized not to really, really value ourselves in a holistic way. We've been taught to value things that are external. Men do the same thing. They put a lot of money into their cars, and most of them die early because they don't take charge of their health. And I've told people we've been programmed to do that. People make money off poor choices. So what Aggie is telling you, please take it seriously, everyone. You don't have to become a vegetarian if you don't want, but at least start reading and doing your own research and checking to see if you have a family history of these diseases, diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol. If it runs in the family, you can break the cycle. Patty LaBelle broke the cycle. She has diabetes that she's now looking at, but she had three sisters who died from cancer. So she broke the cycle. So we have to start taking our health seriously.
Can I say something, Jamila?
Yeah.
I always say to people, they go, well, you know, is this food expensive? Well, to me it's not expensive. I mean, you know, Sprouts won't ever cost as much as a steak, okay?
Right.
So, you know, but it can be pricey because you want to get good foods. You want to get organic foods. You want to get stuff that, you know, if you're going to buy meat, you want to get meat that's not, before the animals are not raised in a place where they can't see the light of day. You know, some of those chickens are so bad off that they can't even walk because they're all crammed in there together, so they're, like, propping each other up, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, I have a video. Usually at a class, I'll show you the video, so, you know. But I say to people, you pay now or you pay later. You can pay and get this food in, or you can pay the doctor and just get drugs, medication, and legislation.
Or be like my neighbor, my sister friend who's no longer here. She turned her life over to the doctors rather than taking control when she could, and she's no longer here, and she has three children. So, and that's sad. It's really sad. Okay, we have a caller.
Yes.
Greetings. Hello.
This is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Welcome back.
Hi. Oh, I really enjoy what Aggie said. Oh, my goodness. I want to take your class, Aggie.
Oh, please come.
I do, so I'll talk to you later.
I
have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, I have a problem, especially cold season. I love salad. I love vegetables, but, you know, it's hard for me to eat raw food in cold season because, you know, I get cold.
Okay.
What can I do?
You know, now I've always been a real cold-natured person, but the more I do this, the more I can take the cold. I can't explain it, but what you can do if you have a Vitamix, you can make your soups in that Vitamix and they're warm. You can dehydrate stuff and it's warm. Like, you know, when I make lasagna, you can just stick it. You know, I make patties. So that if I come home and there's no food, I can just have a salad with the patty. I just crumble the patty up, but I'll put the patty in the dehydrator for a few minutes, and it's warm. I mean, it's not hot, but it's warm. So it's like body temperature, and it's not freezing you out. So no, I don't like my food cold.
I'm gonna do Vitamix soup. I just got Vitamix, so I haven't tried food yet, so I'll do that.
Yeah, you can make a lot of nice raw soups in that Vitamix, and you can make them warm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, callers, that I see several people that are on the board, if you have questions for either Zoe or Aggie, please feel free to call us now. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. We have about 13 minutes left, and please don't call all at the same time, because that's what I've had happen in the past. People will call. So if you're listening via the computer, because I see some people on the board as well, and if you would like to talk to Zoe about her 28-day restorative program and how to get control of the subconscious mind and deal with the behavior part of your eating patterns. Zoe, can you repeat your number again?
Okay, my number is 706-992-7496.
And if you want to take Aggie's wonderful raw food course, or just talk to Aggie about the whole process of raw foods and get some more information and have her coach you. Aggie, your number again?
404-286-8315. 404-286-8315.
And also, this show will immediately become available as an archived show, which means that you can share the show with friends and family members and colleagues who were not able to listen to the show. That's one of the wonderful things about Higher Consciousness. All of my shows become available immediately after 9 o'clock. So you can listen to the show again, and if you missed some points that Aggie and or Zoe expressed, you can just feel free to replay it as often as you want and have others listen as well, because our goal is to make sure that you are empowered and healthy and making choices that will keep you here on this planet a little longer, and not just keep you here, but have you be healthy while you're here. And
exactly.
Aggie, you've given wonderful testimonies, and so have you, Zoe, about, because I don't think people see how important food is
you
in
know.
Terms of correcting health issues.
Right. I mean, the choice and empowerment. I just want to say one thing that recently I heard from Kate Northrup. I am I'm working with Dr. Christian Northrup. I'm a member of Team Northrup, which Dr. Christian Northrup created for women entrepreneurs. And Kate is her daughter. And then Kate said, spending is prayer. And then, that's a powerful statement that, you spend money on your shoes, you spend money on your hair and nail, like you just said. But, it's a prayer. It's a dialogue that you make with universe. By spending money, you showing universe what you put the value on.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you spend money on your shoes, that's a good thing. However, if you spend money on your shoes at the cost of food, then that's something that you have to think about, because, that's
something happening.
Food
I think
is not
we should be going to
lay
if you spend money on your shoes at the expense of your health,
a pound,
then that becomes
but it's
an
not
issue.
Very expensive.
As Zoe was making a very good point,
stuff.
Because
so we have to kind of
that,
reframe how we
buy
ourselves.
That looking nice.
Investment, I think food is
more important than
what we feed ourselves.
Spending our money on things that we can't see. You can't see your heart changing or your eyes or any of that. You only know that you can feel it or you can see it, like you said, Aggie, or know about it when you go to the doctor. But if you buy some shoes, you can see that immediately. And because we are a fast food kind of society, we get caught up with things that give us immediate fast food results. So something that may take a little longer, like the diet, ends up being an issue, and we're not able to sometimes be patient. But we're changing that, That's what's really good. We're changing that. So, Aggie, is there anything that you would like to add? Okay, I'm not sure what happened. Well, I would like to thank our listeners for being with us. And this was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. We have covered a lot of topics. And if there are any other listeners who would like to ask questions, please feel free. We only have about 9 minutes left. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, this is Zoe again. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, sorry, I was kind of cut off, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. It's technology, I love it.
No
and
problem.
Sometimes it can present some interesting challenges because Aggie also was dropped. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call her later. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but isn't that powerful?
Yeah, very, very powerful. Food can be your medicine or it can be
poison.
Your poison, yeah. I'm looking for one word. I like that. It can be your medicine or your poison. And we can use it to have it be our medicine because it's so healing. Everything in the kitchen should be our medicine. We should be able to go to the kitchen and have everything in there be our pharmacy because that's what our ancestors did. They did not go to doctors for a lot of reasons. One is because they couldn't afford to do so, and then also because a lot of them just didn't believe in doctors, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago. So we can now change everything, like we were talking about earlier. We can make sure that we're empowering ourselves. Hi, Aggie. I'm not sure what happened.
Moment.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. But anyway, in the remaining moments, what would you and Zoe want to leave with our listening audience?
Well, I'd like to say, you know, the thing with raw and living foods is that, it's you know, we're all leaving this planet. None of us going to be here forever. But you're going to eat your very best. Your life is going to be so much better. I mean, a lot of diseases that you could have if you were not eating, you know, good food, you would have. But my health has gotten so much better. It's just, you know, I thank God every day that I'm able to walk, that I'm able to just do the things that I do. And I work all day long. I work from, like, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock every day, from 6 in the morning to 7 in the evening, every day, all day long. So, you know, it's just amazing. It's amazing. And it seems like things are getting better all the time.
And what's really good is that you're a walking testimony. So people can believe it because you practice what you preach, and so does Zoe. So people can listen to you because they can see it. I mean, they see it in your skin. They see it in the way in which you have vitality in life because you're eating living foods. Everything that you eat, all the plants have living enzymes because they have not been cooked out. I know and for the holidays, sometimes people put greens on. I know when I was growing up, and they would cook them for 12 hours. And they will come out olive green, no nutrients in them.
Yes,
and then you'll see the pork
with the fat
juice.
Pack and, you know.
Skimming. You can skim off the pork juice from the top of it. I said, oh, my God. And so and then everybody would eat the dinner and could barely get up from the table. And they would have to go somewhere to go to sleep.
Yes.
Because the oxygen had been cut off. They have no nutrients from the food. And you know, you have the additional weight because it's packed with calories and sugar and fat, everything that will that's not really good for our health. And we can just change it. We can change
it. What I like to say about raw food, Jamila, you can eat as much food as you want. I mean, if you want to eat a whole pie, you can have at it. I've done that. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So, after a while, that's, you know, after you've eaten this way for a while, you're not going to want to eat a whole pie. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, so, because your body is already satisfied, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's the abundance I was talking about, not excess.
Yeah. Initially, you're going to want to eat the whole pie. It's like, oh, wow, this is so good.
Yeah.
And after a while, mm-hmm. it's going to be a factor anymore. It's like, okay, I've eaten, I'm done, you know. And sometimes you might not even eat. I mean, I have maybe one and sometimes two meals a day. That's pretty much it. You know,
wow. Your body
you don't have to do that traditional three meals a day unless you're, like, mm-hmm. working very, very hard, you know, like in the field or doing construction or something. Your body doesn't need all that. You're giving it more than it can handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how you listen to your own body. I mean, we're just so separated from our own body. So,
like I said,
you know, answer is all ourselves. We are already whole, but
right.
we have to ask. You know, each step, each choice, we have to ask: does this support me? If it doesn't support me, then we have to say no. Because by not saying no, we are making choice, not knowing. You know, that's most dangerous thing, I think. You know, not saying no. So that,
yeah.
you know, we need to remember. We are already whole. We already have answers. We just have to find something that sustains us and support us.
I like to say to my granddaughter all the time, because she's always saying, I don't like this and I don't like that. I said, you know what? The food is just like the people. You got to like what likes you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you will know the foods that like you. I say to women, you know what? If you had a man who was beating up on you every day and you were just so in love with him, you just couldn't do without him, how long could that last, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the same thing with food. You eat this food, you get heartburn, you get cramps in your stomach, but you still, you know, I'm going to say, well, you know, as long as they make this, I'm going to eat it. Okay.
I love it.
You know,
food
and man.
Mm-hmm.
You got
I know.
And you know those foods that like you, because when you eat them, your body feels good.
Yes,
you know, you know what they are. You know, just
mm-hmm.
think about it. Just think about the things when you eat it. You don't get mucus. You don't feel tired.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
mm-hmm.
alive. So
because of living foods, that's a very mm-hmm. good point. That's a very good point. Well, in the remaining 2 minutes, Zoe, would you like to finalize and tell people how to get in touch with you again, and then Aggie, before we go off the air?
Okay. Find me at website zoifuji, zoifuji.com, or by phone 706-992-7496. Also, I will have Healthy Women, Healthy Living web seminar on Wednesday from 7. Listener will receive email from Professor Franklin about information on how to with link and phone number. So I hope to see everybody there too.
Right. Zoe is going to be online on Wednesday. Please join us. And her information is on the Blog Talk Radio website that you're listening to. Aggie, your final remarks in 90 seconds.
Okay. You know, if you can't eat raw, you know, just eat clean. Just clean up what you're eating. I say it to my sisters all the time, because some people think raw is extreme. Well, maybe it is for you. So you don't have to be raw. Just clean up what you're doing and call me at 404-286-8315. 404-286-8315.
Well, ladies, I so appreciate your helping us and informing people and giving them accurate information, and because you definitely care, and we can tell that you care about what you do and helping the planet. And I so thank you and appreciate and love both of you for sharing your knowledge and your wisdom. So everyone, until we meet again, please join Zoe this Wednesday, and you can look at the website to get more information. And call both Zoe and Aggie, and have a wonderful holiday season. Until next time.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today.